It was the third Monday of January 1894 when Mrs. Frith of Notting Hill brought to Baker Street a will, a confession, and a great unhappiness. My husband died at Christmas, Mr. Holmes. The will was drawn up by Mr. Pickering of Lincoln's in last March. I attended the signing as I am told one must. Now the will is read, and the substance of £3,000 is left to a cousin I have never met. The young clerk who attended the signing has come forward of his own accord and confessed to having forged my husband's hand at his employer's instruction. The case is to be heard in magistrate's court on Wednesday, and the boy will go to jail for it. But, sir, I cannot believe that he is the man. We walked across to Lincoln's Inn through a clear morning. A flower seller's barrow stood at the gate as we passed, the woman calling violets in a tuneful sing-song. She was missing a front upper left tooth and gave us a sharp, unhurried glance. Mr. Pickering's chambers were upon the second stair, panelled in oak, and the clerk in question, a slight, anxious young man named Mr. Crewe, was at his desk awaiting our examination. Allow me, then, to set out the persons, the evidence, and the testimony as they stood before us. First, the suspects. Mr. Pickering, senior partner of Pickering & Co., solicitors. A grave, white-bearded man of 60, with a wife 3 years bedridden in a quiet villa at Hampstead. He had drawn the will at the late Mr. Frith's instruction and had himself attended the signing. His own daughter was engaged, since Easter, to his junior clerk, Mr. Crewe. Mr. Crewe, junior clerk, 2 years in chambers, the confessor. A slight, anxious young man of 23 who had walked into the Bow Street magistrate's office on Friday and confessed to having forged the late Mr. Frith's signature at Mr. Pickering's instruction. He was engaged to Mr. Pickering's daughter and lived in modest Bloomsbury lodgings. Mr. Watling, stationer of Chancery Lane, named witness to the will. A respectable tradesman of 50, whose attestation appeared on the will and who had no acquaintance with the Frith household beyond that single signing. Mr. Verrill, distant cousin, beneficiary under the disputed will. A florid, prosperous man of 45, in shipping at Greenwich, who had received Mr. Pickering's letter notifying him of the legacy on Christmas Eve and had retained his own counsel by Boxing Day. He had a clerk's friendship of long standing with Mr. Crewe's brother-in-law. Now to the evidence. Mr. Crewe's confession. The young clerk's confession was made of his own accord on Friday morning. It described in particular detail the route by which the late Mr. Frith's signature had been forged, but, on careful reading, did not describe the use to which the proceeds had been put. He could not, when pressed, say what the legacy of £3,000 had purchased. Mr. Pickering's wife at Hampstead. Mr. Pickering's wife was 3 years in a quiet villa with two trained nurses and a regular visit from a Harley Street consultant. The cost of her care, on Mrs. Pickering's brother's reluctant testimony, was upwards of £3 the week. Mr. Verrill's friendship. The beneficiary's only city connection of the Frith household was through Mr. Crewe's brother-in-law, a clerk in a shipping office. They had drunk together regularly at the Black Bull on Friday evenings these 3 years. The signing day register. Mr. Pickering's daybook for the date of the signing showed three appointments, the Frith signing at 11, a half-hour conference at noon, and an afternoon spent at Hampstead. Mr. Crewe was at his desk in the outer office at noon by the Chambers time book. The bank's record of the transfer. The legacy was to be paid through Couts on probate. Mr. Pickering had, on Christmas Eve, drawn against his own private account at Couts a sum of £100 for his wife's nursing for the quarter, a private matter the firm's books did not show. And to the statements taken, Mr. Crewe, junior clerk, the confessor, says, "It was at Mr. Pickering's instruction, sir, I forged the late Mr. Frith's signature on the will. I am very sorry. I do not know what was done with the money. I was given a small sum for my trouble. I cannot say more." Miss Pickering, daughter of the senior partner, Mr. Crewe's fiancée, says, "My father has been a saint to my mother these 3 years, Mr. Holmes. We have managed by careful economies. I will not, I cannot speak ill of him. Mr. Crewe is a good man and I love him. If he says he did this thing, then he did this thing. That is the ground. Make of it what you will, before Holmes makes of it what he must."